Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre events on live radio. How do you know it's live radio? Because I just repeated that sentence on purpose. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one hot dog with chili, onions, and relish. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. And man, I'm telling you right now, Polly, I got, smoking. Oh, it's a good one. That's all I'm going to say. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Please, somebody tell me why everybody likes to share in misery. Spiritual observations that may prove, what? I can't see that. I think I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why not? Here's the reason.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Now, some people are thinking, why do you play that? And I would just say, we're going to repeat that for you right now.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's why we play that. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. It looks like the bear of the north is back, prophetic fans. No kidding. Also, we're asking life's questions about life's questions. Here's today's contemplation. Does God do miracles today? Does God do miracles today? In the next segment, our opening segment, we're giving away Planet Shaker tickets for those that call and answer that question. That will be in the next segment. Sound effects, by the way, placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Hi, I'm Dory.
Hi, Dory.
And, I don't think I've ever eaten a fish.
Hi, that's incredible.
Good on you, mate.
I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Excellent, excellent sound effect. Living life as a Christian, we're doing that thingy. Phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. It's still the wrong show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This hour of the David Spoon Experience is brought to you by the 40th anniversary of Motivational Strength Ministries on Sunday, March 9th, and Born Again, the Power Team Story, a feature-length documentary.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered. Hi, this is David from the David Spoon Experience. My father passed away when I was 20 years old. And while he had some pretty good wealth, the government immediately seized his estate funds for review. Now, fortunately for me and my family, we had term life insurance. And with that money, he not only received the proper funeral, according to our family traditions, it was the assistance my family deeply needed. I understand that in radio, we are in the business to generate revenues. But for me, term life insurance is a little more personal. So when I met with Tarek from iBuyTerm and shared my story, story, he understood me completely. iBuyTerm provides different options of term life insurance coverage with your best interest at heart, finding you the most affordable and most appropriate life insurance for your stage of life. Go online for a free quote to iBuyTerm.com. That's iBuyTerm.com and call to speak to a live person. Call 619-344-2727. That's 619-344-2727. iBuyTerm. Life insurance made easy, affordable, and honorable.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life, everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. The first segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. You know what I like about Eric and Ingrid more than anything else before we even talk about roofing? They're solid Christian people. So if you got something that's going on, like I got stuff going on in my life and so on and so forth, I call Eric up and I say, man, I got this going on. I need prayer. They're not just sponsors of the show. They're my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And that's the best part about doing business with people in the KPRZ zone, is that you get to have these great spiritual relationships and you're meeting ahead of time your brothers and sisters that you're going to be hanging out with for all eternity. Now, how cool is that? That's a totally cool thing. The thing you do, you call 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. If you take a look outside, a quick weather report, you know, it's not the best weather. And Eric said it the best. If you want to know whether you got a leak that's going on in your roof, the way you don't want to find out is to have your wall fall down and crush your big screen. So if you need an inspection, try and do that ahead of time. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. That's kind of the key component. If you go to the website, you really get a feel for who they are and what's going on. And then you talk to them on the phone, and you can. All the estimates are free. They don't do anything. They don't require you to pay money for them to look at the roof and tell you what's going on. But you couldn't get better people if you prayed and asked. And that's the key component to that. Couple things I do want to say real quickly is we have a couple of sets of tickets for Planet Shakers. Okay, so Planet Shakers is coming up. I think RoboPaul, we're talking Friday and Saturday is when the concert is, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay, so every once in a while I get it right. And what we're going to do is we're going to give away a pair of tickets. These tickets, by the way, $109 a piece. So getting a pair of tickets, you're getting $218 worth of tickets. You're also getting the opportunity to have a great encounter with the Lord as they gather for fellowship. And it's you've really got some cool things happening. By the way, in case you didn't know, which I think it's kind of important for people to understand about Planet Shakers, is Russell and Sam Evans, who have been doing this for quite some time. He's the pastor of a church of about 14,000 people. So this is not a person who does not know what it takes to have a coordinated event. It's kind of a nice way to say it. But the encounters that they have and the great things they have, you got Pastor Sergio is going to be their Planet Shaker band. Very, very cool stuff. We're giving away a pair of tickets right now, but you got to answer this question. The question is, does God do miracles today? That's it. How simple is it? Does God do miracles today? Now, if you call and get tickets, I know you want to tell RoboPaul your life story. I appreciate that. But if he doesn't run the show, I have to staple his head to the wall. So that doesn't work very good. So what you do is you call 866-K-PRAISE and just give him your name and phone number, and then we'll have somebody from the station follow up. Does that sound fair?
Sounds fair to me.
You like the idea of people just calling and getting the ticket. So remember, this is Planet Shakers at 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. We're going to be giving away these tickets. And why? Well, first, we want you to have a great time with the Lord. I mean, that's kind of cool. That's kind of the cool thing about it all by itself. Second, when you call RoboPaul, just your name and your phone number. Okay, so we have people that are already calling right now. Just your name and your phone number. Even though you want to tell them about Toto 2, you can't do that. Okay, because we got stuff for this guy's going on. All right, so he's going to grab those numbers. That'll probably take care of that because the phones are lit from top to bottom. In the meantime, I've got to do this DDD. Now, we've got a special guest in the studio we're going to be talking to next segment. But before we talk to our guest, one of the things that I want to do is do this DDD. For those that don't know, a DDD is a devotional diamond of the day. It's DDD. Now, is that some kind of spiritual kind of, you know, acronym? No. It's just when I thought of, it's like, oh, that's a diamond. Oh, I'm going to do that today. Oh, it came from my devotionals. That's how we came up with this stuff. So this is one I want you to think about. It's one of those that's a simple one. It's an easy one, but it's a great way to start this day. You know how we're in the middle of this day and you're kind of like in the middle of the week and stuff going on? So I'm reading in my devotionals and right now I'm split between two. I'm reading the New American Standard Version in the Old Testament, and then I'm reading the Holman Christian Version in the New Testament. I split every other day. I split every day. But today I was like, so I thought, you know, I'm going to read a little in the New Testament, the New American Standard. So I just kind of jumped into Hebrews for no particular reason. Other than that's the direction I was going. And this is the passage. And man, did this stand out to me. Tell me if this speaks to you at all, just as Christian. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 says this. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession. So I'm reading this and I'm like, wait a minute, back up. Do the Scooby-Doo. Back up. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider Jesus. Now, I just have to say, as a Christian, there's a lot of things that we go through, and we try to have our devotionals, and we're connected to the church. And as you guys know, when you listen to the show, we believe strongly in Christian education. We're people that are committed to advancing the kingdom of God individually and collectively. But I have to say, there are times where you can get really so caught up in the work of the Lord that you forget the Lord of the work. And that happens a lot. And for those that say it doesn't happen, yes, it does. Okay, it happens. And this passage, the way it just kind of sunk into my mind when I was reading it is this. And it's just something I want you to think about. It's just two words. I mean, if I could put some of this stuff on a bumper sticker, I would do it in a second. Here's what the passage says. Consider Jesus. And so you're thinking, yeah, I'm going through trials. I'm going through a hard time here. I'm trying to figure out how to make this, pay this gas bill, pay this car bill, not have a bad relationship with this person here, have this work situation work out. And you just sit there and you think in every circumstance that you're in, I don't care what circumstance it is, consider Jesus. Now, keep in mind that when Jesus selected the 12, he knew that one of them was going to be a betrayer and not do the nicest things in the world. Judas, kind of knowing it, Jesus knowing ahead of time, still picked Judas as one of the 12, still worked with him, still talked to him, still trained him, still served him, still took care of him, even though he knew he was going to hurt him. So in a relationship point of view, if you consider Jesus, you see how Jesus treated people. In a circumstance when you don't think you have enough, you look at Jesus and consider Jesus, how he had only a few fish and pieces of bread, and there were all those people to feed. So let's consider Jesus. What did he do? He took what he had, he thanked the Father, and then he gave it away, and then it was multiplied. And it's like, just consider Jesus in whatever circumstance you're in, whatever you're going through. It doesn't even matter. You just think about how Jesus handled it, and you get a better take on what's taking place in the Christian realm. Here's an interesting element. In the Greek, the Greek word for the word consider is katanio. It's katanino. Sorry. So it's katanio, something like that. It's really close. It's got the cat and the and the nine and the E and the O, but you got to put them all together. And here's what that word means in the direct. Now, Thayer has a kind of an interesting little element in his piece that he does on this word. But the word means to observe and to understand. Now, that's powerful. Listen to that. To observe and to understand. So when you're in a circumstance and you consider Jesus, you need to observe how he behaved and understand what he did and follow that path, follow that walk, follow that train, and then you'll be on the right track. So it's such a small thing, but how powerful for us if we would stop in a circumstance and just think, well, I think I'll just consider Jesus and what he would do in this circumstance. How did he demonstrate what he would do? He already showed you how to interact with people. He already showed you how to demonstrate faith. He taught you about prayer. He talked to us all about operating not just by natural sight, but by faith in the things that God can do. That's how we want to walk. That's how we know, no, you're not going to do it perfect. I've never met anybody that's done it perfect, ever, except for Jesus. That's the whole point. That's why you need a Savior. Because he's the one that does it perfect. But what a simple thing we can do to move ourselves further along in the walk. The next time you're on the road and the guy cuts you off, which, you know, if you're on the freeway, odds are about 80-20. Or if the guy's texting or the gal's texting right next to you, because as soon as you get on the freeway, you push the button, it's automatic magnet that makes everybody text and surround you at the same time. Just consider the mercy and the grace that comes from Jesus Christ. And let's implement that into the walk. How about that? That's pretty simple. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, special guest. Going to be lots of fun. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of Motivational Strength Ministries on Sunday, March 9th at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon. Experience captivating feats of strength and the message of Jesus Christ. Attendees of the event will participate in the triumphant conclusion of a soon-to-be-released documentary chronicling the highs and lows the ministries have faced over the years. Born Again, The Power Team Story is a feature-length documentary profiling the world-famous evangelical bodybuilding ministry called The Power Team, who traveled the United States performing feats of strength to bring the unsaved to Jesus Christ. Watch these Christians with superhuman strength rip phone books in half, break bats, and smash through flaming walls of concrete, all in the name of Jesus. For more information regarding the release of Born Again, visit powerteamfilm.com or call 619-442-7728.
Escondido Christian School is excited to announce the launching of their hybrid high school for the 2014-2015 school year. Through a participation with Calvary Online School, Escondido Christian School, serving Christian families in North County for 65 years, is launching a personalized 21st century learning solution.
Escondido Christian School is launching a hybrid school? You mean like a Toyota Prius?
No, this is a hybrid between a traditional and online school.
So how does a hybrid work? What does a hybrid high school look like and how much does it cost?
Come to Escondido Christian High School preview night Thursday, March 6th to get answers to these and any other questions you might have about a hybrid Christian high school at Escondido Christian School, serving North County Christian families for 65 years. Visit them online at ecslions.org. That's ecslions.org. Escondido Christian School. Check out all their upcoming events at ecslions.org.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth. And anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247.
Got an old house with ugly windows and doors that look like something out of the Addams Family? How about a hideous energy bill with ugly rates that keep going up and up? If you've just purchased a home or you've put up with those ugly old windows and doors long enough, call SurePro Windows and Doors and save up to 40% on your energy bill year-round with high-quality, energy-efficient SurePro Windows and Doors. Now get 10 high-performance American-made windows for $29.99. Now until March 13th. Restrictions apply. 10 windows for only $29.99. Call 866-406-8827 and mention KCBQ. That's 866-406-8827. Or go to SurePROSD.com. That's SurePROSD.com.
Go to SurePROSD.com now and get 10 high-performance American-made windows for $29.99. That's SurePROSD.com.
Go to MossyNissan.com today for one-stop car buying. Find your dream car and get your monthly payment, trade-in value, and credit approval instantly. Better cars, better selection for less money, and less hassle. Drive better for less, only at Mossy Nissan and MossyNissan.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. This segment brought to you by iByTerm.com and our good friend Tarek, who I talked to today, but then he was busy, so he couldn't call me right back. But what we're going to do is we're going to have him back on in the next week or two, so he might be listening. So, Tarek, you got to call me so I can get you back on the show. Here's the deal with Tarek, and most people know this who've heard it. It's kind of an intense story. If you ever hear me tell this, I probably will share it down the road from a testimony point of view. But when I was 20 years old, by about 3 weeks, my dad passed away. And the family was kind of not caught completely unaware, but we were like, whoa. And then I'm not going to tell you why or what the reasons involved, but then the government came in and froze all his money in all the accounts. So the only money we had access to was a term life insurance account that he had, which enabled us to bury him. For those that don't know, I was born and raised Jewish and became a Christian. So it was according to the family tradition. We had to do a whole bunch of things and bring a whole bunch of people in from all over the world. And without that life insurance policy, that would not have happened. So from my personal point of view, I'm a strong, strong believer in term life insurance and providing for the family at a very crucial time. We're not sitting there and say you need $1 million in life insurance to get through the process. I personally just don't believe that. But you need something. And that's why I like iByTerm.com, because the way that Tarek's got it set up, he told me the story, and I repeat it to a lot of people. One of the last clients he had was in the parking lot of a CVS while his wife was shopping in CVS and getting a couple items, and the guy was able to get all the information to Tarek, and they were able to get signed up in less than 15 minutes. Okay. Come on, folks. I mean, got it. That's what I want to know. I want to know I can be done and not have to go through a whole bunch of things to get through the process. Call 619-344-2727. That's 619-344-2727. And then tell Tarek we said hi. And if you end up getting a policy for him, make him buy you a cup of coffee. Okay. That seems fair to me. I don't know. I'm one of those people. With me is Pat Haig from Escondido Christian School. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Thank you very much.
Very glad to have her on. She's got as many interesting stories that she's gone through in her life as is the school. So we're going to kind of try and hit a whole bunch of things at one time. But first and foremost, you are the principal. Is that correct?
I am. Yes, I am the principal of Escondido Christian School.
How long have you been the principal for the school?
You know, I've been the principal, or let's put it this way. The job hasn't changed in the last 8 years. The title may have, but when you have one person handling relations with children and parents and teachers, it's probably been about 7 or 8 years.
Okay. So, and you've been in Christian education, though. This is a passion for you.
It is. early on when I graduated from college, I was a high school teacher and I loved high school. And I taught in 5 different states. Every time I went to a different state, the Lord opened a door in junior high.
Wow.
And so for 5 different states, I taught junior high and finally looked up and said, okay, Lord, I get the message. And I stayed in junior high. And that has been my passion. I've been at Escondido Christian well over 20 years, lead teacher, teaching with junior high kids, and then moving up into administration.
Wow. All right. So let's talk about Escondido Christian School geographically. Let's talk about where it's located. Wanted to make the contact points. And for people that know, most people know because we're running an earlier show now on Half Price Tuition. You guys are a part of our partnership with Half Price Tuition, right?
That's right. We are. And it's one of those situations I think I just walked a parent through today who, once you come to our school, you will see that the Lord lives there. Christ lives there too. And we're in Southeast Escondido. And it's on Idaho Street in Escondido, and you'll find it easy access. We're located on a total of 17 acres. Lots of room for kids to run around. It is completely secured, gated, with a pass a key for entrance through the office for anyone that, attends the school. So it is a very secure environment, and it is a very loving family type environment. That's probably one of the things I tell people most that makes it unique. It's sort of like joining a family when you join ECS. That's what we refer to it as, ECS.
That's cool. All right. There are a couple things to say. Phone number for those that want to, I want to get a tour. It's 760-745-2071.
Right.
That's 760-745-2071. Some people go, Dave, you talk too fast.
Oh.
You should have seen my mother. Anyway, you want to talk fast. You got to be kidding me. Website. You guys have a website? I'm sure you have.
Yes, we do.
What's the website?
It's www.ecslions.org.
Okay, so it's awesome because we got the Lions, just because originally I'm from Detroit, so I'm a Detroit Lions fan.
Right,
so
that works out. Our mascot.
That's a good mascot, I just want to say, besides the fact that it's the one of the pictures of the Lord. That's a good mascot.
It is.
You're going to have one. That's a good one. Talk to me about, and you mentioned this about the family, and I will say that, and if I remember right, the first time we did an interview for Escondido Christian School was with Pastor Joel, I think was the...
Pastor Joel and with Deb DeLucia, our
right,
science.
Right, she was the second one that we did. Mm-hmm. And Pastor Joel's dad, he was kind of instrumental in, the Lord used him in one instance to tell me I was going back in, you know, into ministry. And so we were able to share. It was kind of one of those
that is
touching.
Really neat.
Yeah, that's cool. It's one of those great spiritual moments for my life and for him to hear. I think that him and his dad, that they had a impact ministry wise. And so I appreciate that. Let's talk about the ages. What are the ages that the kids range for Escondido Christian School?
Right. Right now, Escondido Christian School starts at preschool, and we're going all the way up to 12th grade. Our high school that's starting from 9th through 12th is going to be a blended model. And so you will have not only online classes, but you'll have teachers that you interact with on a regular basis. So it's a new model, and it allows for a lot more individuality. It allows for students to move through quicker if they wish to. It gives them more opportunities to choose courses in which they perhaps have a gifting. So It will be starting this September, and presently our enrollment from, if you take preschool on up, is in excess of 300 students.
Wow, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So this is a new model you guys are using. It's kind of a newer...
You know, for the high school, it will be a new model. And we're really excited and moving forward, looking for, it'll start smaller, but it'll be quality too.
Yeah.
And that's what's really important. It'll involve the Christian opportunities to participate in missions, bonding activities for kids that you just don't get in a normal school.
Yeah. The big thing, and tell me if I'm wrong with this, but the big thing for parents to connect, like to Escondido Christian School or any school, is to really go on the tour, though. I mean, you can go on the website and you can look at it and you can, you kind of get a feel, and that's kind of cool, but you have to go there And that's when you know, and it's kind of like when you're looking for a church, you move to a new community. It's mm-hmm. same thing. When you get to the right place, the Lord's like going, here. You know, it's
right.
Like, so it's that element, isn't it?
Yes, you're right. And our director of admissions, she participates in most of the tours. And Christine is a very, very gifted and great person with great ideas. And I do the programming. That's really my role, is handling a lot of the programming. Today, just finished a tour with someone from Sacramento who's moving down here. And just a wonderful relationship. She said to me, she left, I feel like I'm not coming to a strange town now.
That's good.
So that's really important.
That's the key right there, is to understand that if this is the right school, and that we've talked about that. We don't have any, we don't want to pull that kind of stuff back. You go to a place, and if it's the right place and it's the right connection for the school and for the student, because you don't want students there that aren't supposed to be there any more than vice versa. And so that's why that's such a big point. And they can just do that can they set up a tour online, or do they kind of need to call? So they can set it up online.
Right. They certainly can. Our website has links to make that very easy for them to do.
How long does a tour take? 30 minutes?
Gosh, that depends.
It depends on the questions.
It is a type of question that depends on what the need is of the family and the parent. Some parents want a real breakdown of your curriculum, and some parents want you to hear them. Here is my need. This is what my child is like. Can you meet that need? So it can last anywhere from usually 45 minutes to 2 hours. It just depends on the need of the family.
All right, let's set this up. I want to keep you over because I want to talk to you a little bit, people, about your pet. They don't know about your background.
okay.
I think that's fascinating radio, so you have to bear with me if you will. First of all, phone number 760-745-2071. 760-745-2071. Also, the website is ECS, which is short for Escondido Christian School, by the way. ECS Lions. .org. That's ecslions.org. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Pat. I think you're going to find some of this radio very interesting. Trust me, I know interesting. I think you guys know by now. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
What goes up?
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial is proud to sponsor KPRZ Stewardship Academy and their free, no-obligation workshops held at churches all over San Diego County. Topics include college planning, social security, and retirement strategies.
The college planning workshop includes funding strategies, everybody's favorite, the FAFSA, and how to navigate the college-bound process. This workshop is presented by a former Premier League soccer player.
All right!
No, you won't learn how to score goals on the soccer field, but you will learn how to set and accomplish goals for college planning.
These no-obligation workshops are everywhere. Parkway Hills Church in Chula Vista, Redeemer by the Sea in Carlsbad, and at host churches in La Mesa, Claremont Mesa, and Coronado. So now, today, right now, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or visit KPRZ.com to learn more about free KPRZ Stewardship Academy workshops.
Sponsored by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial.
Nice!
You've been working hard to support your home, right, over the years. And if you are over the age of 62, you and your spouse, if you own your own home, you need to consider a reverse mortgage to make your retirement years a whole lot more enjoyable. It's a great way. In fact, there's no better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity, the reverse mortgage. Now, there are changes coming, more government help on the way, and you know what that means, more hoops. But you don't have to worry when you get with Mehran Aram and his team at Aramco. They're going to help you. In fact, the next dinner workshop explaining all this will be in Lakeside at the beautiful Willowbrook Country Club, March 27th at 6 p.m. So if you own your own home, you and your spouse are over the age of 62, you're invited for the free dinner workshop. Seating is limited, though. You need to RSVP. So call them, or if you can't wait that long, set it up today. 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or online at aramco.biz, aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277-316.
Well, it's that time of year again, and you're starting to think about a ski vacation. So let's crunch the numbers, shall we? Let's see. You've got your flight, car rental, your fancy-schmancy hotel with special movies on pay-per-view. Oh, and the lift tickets. Those are going to add up. So altogether, a ski trip for a party of four will cost you $73,000. Compare that to a trip to Big Bear Mountain Resorts. No airports, no lost travel days, and one ticket gets you into Snow Summit and Bear Mountain. Two mountains mean twice the lift, including four high-speed quads. Day trip or overnight getaway, you've got two world-class resorts right in your own backyard with reliable snow all season long. Total cost for a party of four? $3. Now, I may have a decimal point in the wrong place, so don't quote me on that.
Snow Summit and Bear Mountain are right in your own backyard. All roads are open. We have clear skies and tons of snow. So come on down and have some fun. Visit BigBearMountainResorts.com for more.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no. She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just to let you know, I was going to do a quick check of the weather, and I'm looking out, and I'm like going, I mean, some days are nicer than others. It's okay. It's not, you know, it's not, I mean, if you're looking out there and you're like, hey, it's a great day to go to the beach, I don't know about that. Traffic, let's see. Looks kind of heavy for a Wednesday, so I'm not sure what's going on there, Rover Producer. It just looks like there's a lot of cars out there having a good time driving along the road that I'm going to need to take to leave here today.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, by the way, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Okay, just to remind you. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle.
Punch the keys, for God's sake!
Thank you very much. You know, I thought that was not a bad impersonation. It wasn't terrible. Just to let you know, Pat Haig is with us from Escondido Christian School, and we've been talking about half-price tuition. Actually, I haven't talked about half-price tuition. We've been talking about Escondido Christian School, right, which is important because I want you guys to hear about the school, the website ECS, which stands for Escondido Christian School, ECSLions.org. That's ECSLions.org, 760-745-2071. That's the phone number. And you guys are partners with us in half-price tuition, which gives parents this opportunity, children that are all the way from preschool to 12th grade,
to get the Christian education they want to for those that can't afford it at a massive discount. It's a pretty massive discount, isn't it? I mean,
it is huge.
I mean, it's huge. People don't realize how much this is. This is not a 10%er.
No, it's not. And it's not, I think even more so, it's an opportunity. It's a door that hopefully open for a family in need or a child that can really benefit by the fellowship of other kids with a similar goals and standards at a school. So it is, it's a wonderful opportunity.
Okay, here's what I want to ask you, because we talked just a little bit. Now, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, Pat, so I don't want you to get that wrong impression. But you said a couple of things, and it's like, ooh. So my brain starts going down the road. So you, the last, now, tell, I want you to, this is for Robo Producer, too. He'll really appreciate this. When's the last time you did radio?
Oh, my gosh. It's probably been well over 30 years that I sat in front of a radio microphone and shared events that were happening that I was involved in my life at that time.
Okay. And you were ministering to people on the radio? Is that where you were?
Yes. During the Vietnamese War, the families of POWs, and we were in the military at that time, were very hesitant to share anything about what was happening with their husbands and loved ones and fathers that were held POW. And then it reached a point where they felt they had no other alternative but to speak out. And to speak out, they went to radio and did radio interviews and then eventually to television and all. So as coordinator with over the Chicago, Michigan, Indiana area, we had conventions, and that was our job, is to try to communicate this to the nation of what was happening to our POWs.
So you were involved in a ministry that had to fight to find a voice. I mean, literally,
right.
Is that what you're ready to say? That?
Right, because there was a fear. There was a fear, what if I say something and it causes more harm to my loved one? And you had to go in faith. You had to believe that this was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to show your love and to speak out in love for those that were suffering at that time.
How did you, now this is just, you know, out of, we're just talking, how did you get to that? I mean, how did the Lord just say, you do this? I mean, how did that happen for you?
You know, it was a phone call at night from somebody I knew whose husband was flying over North Vietnam and was missing in action in the middle of the night. And she said, what do I do? And I said, I don't know. I've never been in that either. My husband had just come back. I said, let's see what we can do. And that just started. It took 2-3 years of working through that. But eventually it made a difference. Eventually it did make a difference.
Why I find that amazing and why I'm bringing that up on the radio show is because I want people to hear, I guess I'll say it as straightforward as I can. I want people to hear the type of person that is in charge of teaching the kids. And see, to me, that's important. I mean, that's a big deal.
And, you know, the heart for your country is part of a Christian school. We have our kindergartners who every year they collect packages. You know, these little packages at McDonald's of ketchup or Del Taco, any of those.
The condiments.
They just take, you know, they never take piles of them, but they'll ask the owner, can I have a couple of these for the military? And they bring them and they send them to all the military deployed. And they've been doing this for years. So there's a real heart for those that serve on behalf of the United States.
Yeah. And see, you can tell that that's in you. You can tell it's not an issue. And we are really forward in our discussions on KPRZ. It's like, it's not an issue that you can't discuss. So some people agree with this, some people disagree with this, but there's a love for the country that God put you
Absolutely.
In, and there's a reason that God put you in that country. And even for those that are in this country, and again, I always go back to the Billy Graham quote, and people are like, yeah, I wish you'd stop using that quote. And as soon as the quote gets old, I'll stop using it. But when he said, if you're an American, if you were born in America, you are the rich man. And it's just one of the great lines that, like, wow, that profoundly actually affected my life as a Christian over 30 years ago. I just can never forget that. And I certainly want to let you know how much I appreciate what you've not just done in the past, which I think is awesome, but what you're doing now in training this next generation and helping them get a grasp that it's a Christ-centered world or it's a very dark world. I mean, it's not a lot of options there. It's not a gray world. It's either it's black or white. And in this case, white in the context of being righteousness in Christ.
All right, and everything in our school is centered around honoring the Lord, making sure that the kinds of actions we have is based on compassion and love, modeling Christ-like behavior. We give those awards anytime any teacher or aide or administrator sees a child doing something really kind to someone, helping lift someone up or pick something up. When nobody's watching, they give them being Christ-like awards, and we announce those in our chapel. So keeping Christ-centered in their hearts and in their lives is really what Christian education is all about.
Yeah. See, now that's great. I love that you said that. And we discuss this. Without the next generation coming up with the Lord, I mean, if there's no generation that comes up behind us with the Lord, there's no generation, folks. I mean, that'll be it. Just ring the bell and everybody stay inside. It's over. Mm-hmm. And it's like whether you're a premillennial dispensationalist or an amillennialist or postmillennialist, if there's no generation that comes up in the name of the Lord, there's trouble. There's trouble all around.
Our eighth graders are leaving Saturday for a week in Washington, D.C., and it's really important that they understand the foundations that this country had at its very beginning. I want them to go and walk in those footsteps and walk at Mount Vernon and see the names, the 55,000 names on the Vietnam Wall. I want them to know that this country exists and it was blessed by the Lord.
That's great. See, now this is why specifically Pat's on the show, not just because she's the principal of Escondido Christian School, but I want you to hear the kind of person that's leading the charge in educating and equipping the kids. That's so important. Now, if you're a parent and you're like, I'm on the fence, well, don't be on the fence. Go take a tour and then find out if you're on the fence. If you're still on the fence, fine. We'll pray about it. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the bottom line is we want everybody where they're supposed to be. Couple things for the contact, and then we're going to exit. 760-745-2071. That's 760-745-2071. That's the phone number. Plus, you can also go to ecslions.org. That's ecslions.org. That's the website. You can set it up right directly on the website. Excellent job, by the way, Pat, and I really appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you for having us, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, unfortunately, we have to look at some news.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.